G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 104. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows around 71. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 92. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With concerns of water conservation across the state of Kansas with the ongoing drought, even though we have seen a little bit of rain coming through the state over the last few weeks, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed two new water protection bills. And when it comes to resources in the state, including House Bill 2302 that would increase funds and designate more than $35 million in protecting water resources across the state, House Bill 2279 also requires state groundwater management to submit reports to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. They say the bills overall would add an additional $18 million on top of the already annual $8 million in water conservation efforts, saying, quote, saving the critical water source that powers the agricultural industry, the backbone of our state economy, and securing a reliable, safe water supply for residents and businesses across Kansas for years to come are nonpartisan issues. With the bills, they say that legislators are required to outline expenditures for water conservation efforts and stabilize the agricultural consumption.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
The U.S. Geological Survey is asking individuals in six different states, including here in the state of Kansas, to mail dead butterflies, moths, and skippers to help aid in researching why the decline of insect populations are happening across the country and the globe. KIGG News reports that if you do find a dead butterfly or moth or skipper, you can send it in to the U.S. Geological Survey through a sealed envelope and send it to the USGS LRC at 1217 Biltmore Drive in Lawrence, Kansas, with zip code 66049. In a statement from the USGS, Julie Dietz said, quote, there are some questions that can't be effectively answered without the help of a lot of people. It's what makes citizen science so special and valuable. Collections like this are extremely important because they have the potential to provide scientists now and 20 years from now access to specimens. Without these specimens, it will be far more difficult to answer questions related to contaminants and environmental health. They say the donations will be accepted from now until November 1st. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fairs continue. At the Gage County Fair in Beatrice, animal shows continue Friday with IMCA races at the grandstand at 7:30. $15 adult admission, kids 6 through 11, or $5 and kids 5 and under free. Saturday, the livestock judging contest is at 1, showmanship to follow, and 4-H All-Star Awards Saturday at 4. Livestock premium sale Sunday afternoon at the Gage County Fair with a parade of champions beginning at 2. 2023 Ag and Farm Family Awards presented at 2:30, and the sale begins at 3. At the Nemahaw County Free Fair in Seneca, judging begins Friday with livestock shows Friday and Saturday. Sunday in Seneca, carnival games will be featured noon till 4 at Scope Park with a fair parade Sunday evening at 6. The route this year will be altered with street construction in Seneca and will start at 3rd and Main, heading west as usual. then turning north on 6th Street to Amador, which will mark the end of the parade route. This year's theme is Get Wrapped Up in 4-H. Traffic along U.S. 36 from St. Joe West and U.S. 77 from Marysville South may be impacted by travel through August 1st of the SpaceX superloads, which are making their way through Kansas with extra-wide truckloads traversing Kansas northeast-southwest. Slowed traffic and delays may be experienced at times. August 1st is the last day to file nomination for the Farm Service Agency County Committee. This three-member board reviews county office operations and makes local decisions as to how programs are applied. This year, Area 2 will vote, which includes Walnut, Helm Creek, Center, Waterville, Blue Rapids, Wells, Cottage Hill, and Bigelow Townships. For eligibility and to nominate, please contact the Marshall County FSA office. Ballots will be mailed November 6th and may be returned through December 4th. Engineers with BG Consultants met with Marysville City Council Monday, reviewing plans for updating and expanding the city's sewage lagoon west of Marysville, adding a wetland. The low bid of four submitted was from Superior Construction at a base bid cost of $1.74 million with an optional alternate, adding an additional $112,000, primarily for additional concrete. Engineers had estimated a total near $2 million and bids ranged to over $4.7 million. Additionally, work including desludging and screening is estimated at another $1.15 million, which would bring the total project cost to over $3 million, with a loan forgiveness of $600,000 to $950,000 available through the state. An option to add a building at the lagoon site could add another $200,000 to $250,000. The motion was passed unanimously to proceed with application for state approval and contingent acceptance of a low bid on the base option. Proceeding with construction accordingly, the options will be considered further. Gage County Sheriff's Office has received numerous calls regarding welfare of livestock, including horses by pickerel. The office is working with various agencies, agrarian professionals, investigators among others, and the owner and veterinarian providing care are cooperating during the investigation. There are numerous factors to consider, and state laws guide the proper care of the equines involved. Sheriff's Office reminds people not to trespass on the property to interfere with the care of the horses. Gerald R. Jerry Harry, age 80 of Marysville, passed away July 13th. Services planned Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Graveside military service at the Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Harry.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs nearing the lower 100s. Heat index values around 105. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Temperatures staying slightly cooler throughout the weekend. A slight chance for some rain early Saturday morning. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Scattered showers are possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. A slight chance for some scattered showers early Sunday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers into Sunday night as well, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Easterly winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain may linger early Monday morning, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. And temperatures still warmer throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 70, and the record low, 51. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24.
Would you roll the dice on a tropical vacation during hurricane season? A few things to consider today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 28th, the 209th day of the year. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was born on this day. It's hurricane season, which officially started on June 1st, but often runs through late October. That means you'll find bargains on tropical travel packages about now. Whether you should take a chance, though, depends on your risk tolerance. The odds of your vacation being affected are relatively small, though even the threat of a tropical storm can disrupt itineraries. Travel experts say hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. By the way, here are a few names chosen to represent the 2023 hurricane season: Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily, Franklin, and Gert. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
You'll be pressed to find a better deal at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Every Friday this summer, stop by and get your free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop welcomes you and your family to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th. There will be many fun activities for everyone to enjoy, and don't forget to check out the classic car show. See you there. From everyone at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
KNDY. Another first for a future Hall of Famer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A day after the Angels took him off the trade block, Shohei Ohtani showed teams what they'd be missing, tossing his first career complete game shutout in the opener of a doubleheader with the Tigers. Ohtani was back at DH in the nightcap.
Carlos Santana from the Pirates.
Here's Shohei swinging and lifting another ball high and deep, and that one is in right center, and that one is gone.
The call on KLAA, Ohtani's second homer of the game. Angels sweep the doubleheader 11-4. Ohtani, the first big leaguer to fire a complete game in one end of a doubleheader and homer in the second. In New York, Mets Nationals, bottom eight, tied at one. Mark Canna batting with a runner on third.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a line in the air to right. That should get the go-ahead run home. Thomas near the line makes the catch. Alonso tags, coming to the plate, the throw to the plate, head first slide, he scores.
The call on WCBS, the sac fly making it 2-1 Mets, and that was the final. More baseball. The Cubs have grinded their way back to 500 after last night's win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Mike Tick Tockman had three hits, including...
Tockman drives one in the air, deep right center, going back toward the track. Near the wall is Jordan Walker, and that ball is going to be gone.
The call on WSCR, that solo shot making it 7-1 Cubs. They'd win 10-3. NFL training camps are open. Bengals QB Joe Burrow going down with an injury. ESPN insider Adam Schefter.
Bengals head coach Zach Taylor met with reporters, and he told them that after the first day of practice, Joe Burrow is experiencing some soreness in his calf, and that is the reason that he was wearing a sleeve on his calf during practice to combat some of the soreness that he felt after the first practice of training camp. And then he goes down with what Zach Taylor is now saying is a calf issue.
Burrow had to be carted off the field. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need, from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor quality premium paints and primers, Spectro color matching, and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a like-new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 edition, a one-owner local trade. They have a 2017 Colorado four-wheel drive and a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD. It's Fedora Max diesel and available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Have a blast this weekend with the Beatrice Speedway and Gage County Fair. Races starting at 7:30 Friday night will feature bigger purses for all five classes. And don't forget the Eve of Destruction at 7 o'clock Saturday evening. Let's go racing Friday evening for a full night of races, and Saturday for the Eve of Destruction at the Beatrice Speedway and the Gage County Fair. Full race schedule can be found at beatricespeedway.com.
Sheer Quality Furniture welcomes everyone to come out to the Gage County Fair this year. There's so much to do, so mark those calendars for July 25th through the 30th and come have some fun. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge invites everyone to come to the Gage County Fair and Expo. There will be entertainment, 4-H exhibits, great food, rides, and more starting July 25th. Inform all your family and friends. Hope to see you there. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Beatrice, where value meets values.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Early pioneers sometimes did not have the means or resources to build a house on the prairie. They instead created something called a dugout. This dugout is quite well known for the young girl who lived there. Her story is this edition, The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, I'll listen to what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Stacy Alford shares the story of a well-known pioneer family that came to Minnesota.
They moved to Walnut Grove in 1874 the first time. I think he just wanted to try farming, and Charles had the bug to keep going.
She is speaking of Laura Ingalls Wilder, who was just a young girl at the time. The initial stop in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, was for about 2 years.
Then the crops were failing with the grasshopper plagues and stuff like that, so he couldn't make a living. So then they moved to Burr Oak, Iowa for about a year. and worked in a hotel there, and that didn't work out, so they moved back to Walnut Grove, and they lived in town that time.
On their first stint in Walnut Grove, they did not live in a house or cabin.
It was a dugout, which was exactly what it sounds like. It was like a cave dug into the side of a hill, and there was no roof. The roof was grass. It was just one very small room, and Laura said it was about the size of their wagon.
Laura's time there was the basis for her book, On the Banks of Plum Creek.
It was just like it sounds. It was right on the banks. And so her playground was the creek and all the grass around it in the woods. And she found a huge rock that was like a flat table that they could play on and run on. And that's all gone now. But in 1947, Garth Williams tracked it down to the location of where the dugout was. And it's been untouched since 1947.
Although it's been untouched, the dugout is no more. It's merely a depression in the earth. There's much to see at the museum here, including some sights and items from Laura's time living here. Traveling the countryside in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.
The staff at Community National Bank know there's nothing better than the welcoming feel of a county fair. So join in for an unforgettable experience at the Nemaha County Fair from July 27th to the 31st. From Community National Bank in Seneca, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. OCZ Paint Works welcomes everyone to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th through the 31st. From the food and entertainment to the 4-H exhibits, there will be something for everyone to enjoy. Hope to see you there from your friends at OCZ Paint Works, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. The friendly staff at CNK Services urges everyone to grab family and friends and come to the Nemaha County Fair, beginning July 27th. There will be 4-H exhibits and events, great food, entertainment, and so much more. So come stay a while. Hope to see you there from everyone at CNK Services in Sabetha.
A septic system shouldn't need a lot of maintenance unless you're putting stuff into it that you shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Avoid septic cloggers and the killers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Septic system doesn't seem to be working as it should. Take inventory of what kinds of things you're putting into it. There are three basic layers in a septic system. Fats, grease, and oil float on the top. The middle layer is mostly clear, partially treated water, and the bottom layer is for the solids. If too many solids go in, you'll have to pump the system a lot more often, which is expensive. Extension soil management specialist Deanne Presley at Kansas State University says there are two categories of items that can wreak havoc in a septic system. Presley calls them cloggers and killers. Some people make interesting choices about what to flush.
A disposable diaper would be a clogger. Cat litter, there are flushable types of cat litter and flushable types of baby wipes, but I would not actually flush anything, even if it said it was flushable, besides toilet paper. That goes for feminine hygiene products, too. Nothing besides toilet paper and human waste should be flushed down the toilet.
The septic system also depends on beneficial bacteria and microorganisms to break down the waste.
They can't do their job if you pour too many killers down the drain.
Standard household chemicals, a tremendous amount of bleach is a bad idea because that can mess up the biological activity. But your septic system will come back from some of those products. Biological activity comes back very quickly. Although you might sterilize your system for a while, that activity will come back.
Many of these chemicals could also contaminate nearby groundwater. Presley says to discard harsh chemicals through a local household hazardous waste program and put food waste in a compost pile. Learn more about managing your septic at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In my neighborhood, there's a beautiful community garden that my family and I are part of. And there's one particular feature of this garden that sets it apart from what we have in our backyard. The garden is encased by a very tall deer fence. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze from Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. That deer fence has been an important part of helping us grow delicious fruits and vegetables for our family. And that same idea is applicable to finances too. If you're putting in the work to be a good steward of what God has given you, it's helpful to think about protecting those resources too. That might mean doing things like preparing a will, creating an emergency fund, or considering how you're protecting your financial assets to help mitigate risk and allow them to flourish. Protecting your assets can be an overlooked but crucial step in maintaining financial security. With a solid shield in place, you can confidently navigate life's journey, knowing you're taking a holistic view to your finances.
Current and prospective organic farmers can benefit from federal efforts to support them. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is restating its support for the organic farming sector. Farm Service Agency Chief of Staff Rita Mehta.
Here at FSA, just like the other agencies across the department, we are committed to serving our organic farmers, ranchers, and producers and helping ensure that they have access to the programs and services that we offer.
Mehta says multiple USDA agencies have a role in working with organic growers.
This includes our Farm Storage Facility Loans Program and our Food Safety Certification for Specialty Crops Program, our Farm Loan Programs, our suite of standing and ad hoc disaster assistance programs, and most recently, a new program for organic dairy producers.
Mehta says USDA has listened to the needs of the organic community.
As part of the department's broader efforts to support the organic sector and in response to stakeholder feedback, this year FSA restored the cost share amount under our organic certification cost share program.
Several agencies within USDA did a recent webinar to share how organic farmers can access services. There's a link to a recording on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And that's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Hamas Trucking Incorporated is inviting you and yours to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th to enjoy the food and entertainment and the 4-H exhibits. There will be something for everyone. See you there. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, Commercial Trucking, and Truck and Trailer Repair.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The National Pork Producers Council released its Q3 economic update. Here's Chad Smith.
NPPC economist Holly Cook talks about the update and some of the key takeaways.
NPPC's quarterly economic update provides a snapshot of current market trends that can be a resource for producers, but are also important for congressional leaders and other audiences to understand the issues impacting the pork industry. In this latest report, we look at the implications of California's Proposition 12 and dive into some of the other factors that are having a real impact on hog prices and margins right now. This includes high production costs and trends impacting pork demand, like real consumer incomes and the relative prices of other proteins. And we also look at current production levels and takeaways from the latest Hogs and Pigs report.
Cook talks about what impact recent price increases will have on the overall profitability outlook.
Over the last 8 months, producers have been dealing with a very challenging economic environment that has resulted in the worst average losses in about 20 years. From May to July of this year, negotiated hog prices have increased by about 30%, but are still $20 below where they were last year at this time, and production costs are higher. In the report, we look at the seasonality of hog prices, as well as the factors that could help improve the profitability outlook, such as potentially lower feed costs and any improvement in consumer demand.
The NPPC also explores the implications of California's Prop 12 in the Q3 update.
This update helps explain why Proposition 12 creates major challenges for pork producers. California represents about 12% of the U.S. population, and their consumption is about 10% of pork production. But because California produces 0.1% of U.S. pork, the burden of complying with Prop 12 will fall on farmers in other states.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Friday, July the 28th for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Soybean aphids can quickly multiply and suck the life out of a soybean plant. Be scouting fields and insect threshold levels on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming.
Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Soybean aphids are tiny, soft-bodied insects that pierce a plant and feed on the sap. They reproduce rapidly, and in large enough numbers, aphids can reduce yield and quality. Soybeans are susceptible to aphid injury till the crop reaches full seed. Bruce Potter is an Extension Integrated Pest Management Specialist with the University of Minnesota. He says not every field is going to have aphids, and infestation levels can even vary within a field. When you're out scouting, sample at least 20 to 30 plants per field.
What I always do is pull them out of the ground, turn them over. The aphids tend to be on the bottom of the leaf. Look at those leaves, and if you're averaging over 250 per plant, that's kind of the treatment level. 250 aphids per plant on an average, it does not look like much at all. There's not going to be plants dripping with honeydew or anything like that.
Potter says to also weigh the economic injury level with the economic threshold.
An economic threshold, that 250 aphids per plant, that's way ahead of where any kind of yield loss happens. And even if populations are increasing fairly rapidly, you've got at least a week in there to get those treatments on before you have any chance of losing any money. So again, the threshold is where you want to stop the problem from increasing. The economic injury level is where you're actually having some economic loss.
He says to use insecticides judiciously, especially pyrethroids. Aphids have found a way to outsmart the system, so only treat the areas that need treating. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soybean aphids at agriculture.com.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The National Pork Producers Council released its Q3 economic update. Here's Chad Smith.
NPPC economist Holly Cook talks about the update and some of the key takeaways.
NPPC's quarterly economic update provides a snapshot of current market trends that can be a resource for producers, but are also important for congressional leaders and other audiences to understand the issues impacting the pork industry. In this latest report, we look at the implications of California's Proposition 12 and dive into some of the other factors that are having a real impact on hog prices and margins right now. This includes high production costs and trends impacting pork demand, like real consumer incomes and the relative prices of other proteins. And we also look at current production levels and takeaways from the latest Hogs and Pigs report.
Cook talks about what impact recent price increases will have on the overall profitability outlook.
Over the last 8 months, producers have been dealing with a very challenging economic environment that has resulted in the worst average losses in about 20 years. From May to July of this year, negotiated hog prices have increased by about 30%, but are still $20 below where they were last year at this time, and production costs are higher. In the report, we look at the seasonality of hog prices, as well as the factors that could help improve the profitability outlook, such as potentially lower feed costs and any improvement in consumer demand.
The NPPC also explores the implications of California's Prop 12 in the Q3 update.
This update helps explain why Proposition 12 creates major challenges for pork producers. California represents about 12% of the U.S. population, and their consumption is about 10% of pork production. But because California produces 0.1% of U.S. pork, the burden of complying with Prop 12 will fall on farmers in other states.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Friday, July the 28th for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Nutrient deficiency could be one reason that soybean producers' fields are showing negative symptoms. K-State Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz says that mobile and immobile nutrients present their deficiencies in different growth stages of the plant.
There are really some guidelines that we need to keep in mind for the type of visual symptoms that we're seeing and what could be the potential nutrient causing the problem. And if you keep in mind that typically the mobile nutrients within the plant is going to show deficiency symptoms in the lower leaves, then that narrow basically already the potential issues in terms of nutrients. And so the micronutrients are basically immobile in the plant, which basically means that oftentimes that yellowing is going to be in the younger, newer leaves, right? That's a first easy way to usually kind of identify and narrow down what are the potential issues that we're seeing in the field after we are considering that we are really dealing with a nutrient deficiency issue.
There are many things that can contribute to a plant not getting the proper amount of nutrients.
The first thing that we're thinking is that there's low nutrient content in the soil to begin with, right? And so how do we know that? How we confirm that is basically with soil tests. But there are also other issues that may be causing nutrient deficiency to show up in soybean and other crops. Also going back to the soil, it's not really the level of the nutrient, but it's really conditions of pH that maybe is we are dealing with acidic soil. For example, where we have aluminum toxicity, this is a situation where the root development is really basically affected significantly in the plant. And so we have very short roots because of that low pH, which in turn, obviously, the plant is not able to take up the nutrients. Oftentimes, that also means that they are not taking up water because of that low pH problem.
The plant's ability to uptake nutrients could be from pH or soil characteristics.
Another thing that can be affected also in the case of soybean is just poor nodulation. Oftentimes that goes along with pH as well. If you don't have a good pH range, sometimes nodulation is affected. That obviously is going to cause some nitrogen deficiency. And oftentimes it's just physical characteristic of that soil, right? We have maybe some compaction problems, you know, fertility problems. There's no fertility issues in terms of nutrient supply, but again, because of that compaction, we don't have good root development and basically poor access to the nutrients. That's often the case for things like potassium.
That was Kansas State University Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discussing the multiple reasons that a soybean field could be showing signs of nutrient deficiency. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
We are excited to announce the winners from our KNDY Summer Giveaway. They are Colt Holly, Latham Kramer, Pete Peters, Hadley DeBoer, Carly Heitman, Madison Losey, Laura Goodman, Aaron Dahl, and Wayne Gross. Please call us at 785-562-2361 or stop in and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. To claim your Kansas State Fair tickets. Thank you to those who participated, and best of luck to everyone at the State Fair.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, This state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
KNDY.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure ain't done it this way?
Or even getting for some Willie?
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
We'll be right back.
one of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.